You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 100.5 FM.
About 80 low-income people gathered on Vancouver's CBC on its annual Food Bank Day to say that they want governments to end the need for food banks by raising welfare rates. Organized by Raise the Rates, the group set up its own tent on the CBC Plaza and ran Poor People's Radio for an hour. The show was hosted by Lorna Bird and Paul Taylor and gave people living in poverty an opportunity to speak out. In 1982, the Greater Vancouver Food Bank Society was established as a temporary social service. Now, 30 years later, it has become a permanent institution to help many of the hungry people in BC. During this time, the value of social assistance payments have steadily declined. Today's $610 per month income would be over $900 if rates kept pace with inflation. That 50% difference over the past 30 years has direct correlation to the entrenched permanence of food banks in BC. Now you'll hear the group setting up their impromptu radio setup and start their broadcast. This is Poor People's Radio.
Justice, not charity!
Justice, not charity!
Raise our rates now!
Raise the rates now!
Justice, not charity!
Justice, not charity!
Raise the rates now!
Raise the rates now!
When do we want it?
Now!
Okay, everyone, come on in and gather around, gather around. So we're going to, today, we're here at our public broadcaster, CBC, so you're all owners of this radio station. So I don't really understand why they're trying to prevent us from setting up and having our say on their open house day. So I'd now like to officially hand it over to Paul Taylor and Lorna Bird, the hosts of Poor People's Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, hello and welcome to 88.1.10 Poor People's Radio. I'm here with the lovely Lorna Bird. Lorna, will you tell us why we're here today?
Well, trying to raise the rates. I was here last year, and I wrote a big paper that shows how much everything is, your rent, your bus fare, all the different stuff, your phone. And by the time got down to the money, I think there was, I think you were allowed a couple of meals or something. And anyway, so you couldn't even afford to buy salt or pepper.
All right. First, we want to hear from people who are, more people who are struggling, trying to make ends meet on welfare and disability, and who have to try to rely on food banks and the food lineups each and every day. First, I'd like to ask our first guest, Richard, to come on out, please. Richard.
Yay, Richard.
And welcome to 88.1.10, Richard.
Richard, what is it like to use the food banks to meet your basic nutritional needs?
I am quite discouraged when I go to my food bank because I'm one of these people who's been living with HIV for over 25 years. I'm a survivor of that. And to go and get canned goods that are expired, things that I can't eat with because I don't have any teeth, and just, you know, just feeling less than who I am. But it's going to stop. And it has to stop now. I think that, food banks are all right. I appreciate it. I thank God for it. But at the same time, I really wish that they didn't have them. There's no reason to have them when we got a rich economy like Canada, one of the richest in the world. And we treat our people worse than we do to visitors. And that has to stop as well. But the biggest thing that I want to say is, come on, raise the rates. You know, if you raise the rates, we won't have any more ghettos. Thank you.
Thanks, Richard. Where are you?
Okay.
Here's Marilyn. I'm going to ask you first. I'll ask you these questions and then see if you can answer. So what is it like to have to use the food banks to meet your basic nutritional needs?
Well, I'll start with you. To start with, it's quite a ways out of my way to even go to a food bank because it's not, there's none in the area. And to have to wait in those long lineups when I have arthritis so badly. And then to get food that's out of date, and most of it's noodles and things that, like little condiments that I can't use. And I mean, I have to see and I have to watch my diet, and they just don't fill my nutritional needs. And yet I can't get anything extra from social services to help.
Do food banks help poor people to live with dignity and feel empowered and able to fully participate in society?
No, they don't. Actually, what they do is they deprive people of their sense of dignity, because to take away the fact that you would be able to buy your own food, and you have to grovel more or less for 2 or 3 hours in a lineup just to go through and get one little bag of groceries that half of them you can't use anyway. No, it degrades people more than anything, and it makes you feel more isolated from the general public.
Thank you very much, Marilyn. Thank you. I've just heard today that if you don't have an address, you can't go to the food banks either.
I think what we're hearing from everyone today is quite different from what we're hearing inside there, or what the folks who are in there are hearing. And what folks who are in there are hearing are they're hearing that how generous it is that people are coming down and donating to food banks and not asking those questions as to why it is that we live in a wealthy country that continues to have food banks. This is the discussion with our friends and neighbors here that we're having out here that we would urge the CBC to have, and we have urged the CBC to have, inside there. It's unfortunate that we have to be out here having this discussion, but we will continue to do so until it's being had in there.
Okay, I'm going to... We're going to hear from somebody that has a child and lives on welfare. Here's Stacy.
Hi, I'm actually a widowed mother with 2 children, and I live on welfare at this point in time. Every month I get $1,035. 610 of that goes to my rent, and I live in BC Housing. That leaves me with $416 to buy clothes, food. I have a special needs child who has a special diet. I can't live on that, so obviously we go to the food bank. I'm not saying the food bank's a bad thing, but if you gave us more than $416, my boys wouldn't be running around with holes in their shoes right now in the rainy days, because I could buy them if I had more than $400, but that's what we eat on. So this is the reality. The rates need to be raised to a livable rate, and standing in the lineups at the food bank with little kids is not fun. It's embarrassing. It's frustrating. They're hungry. They're cold. They're tired. And you have to stand there and wait to get, with half the food you probably won't even use because it's outdated. Sorry, food bank, but you do give out a lot of outdated food. The cans are bent. The food isn't good. We can't live on pasta. Why do you think poor people are fat? All they eat is carbohydrates. It's not because they're pigs. It's because we don't eat healthy diets. So pay attention to what we're saying and have a little talk to your MLAs. Raise the welfare rates.
Thank you, Stacy. Next, we'd like to call on the organizer for the Raise the Rates Coalition, Bill Hopwood. Bill, come on down, Bill.
Bill, where are you?
Bill, welcome to 88.1.10.
Need a hand up, not a hand up.
Hi. Food banks in BC were set up 30 years ago, and the people who set them up said it was a temporary measure. 30 years is not temporary. If you went to the doctor 30 times and all they did was treated your symptoms and never treated the cause, you would change your doctor. Hunger is a symptom. The cause is poverty. The cure for poverty is raising welfare, raising the minimum wage, and as Ayanna said earlier, tax the rich. The BC government has given away $3 billion a year in tax cuts to the rich, which they have stolen from the people of British Columbia, from welfare, from health, from education. People say we can't afford to raise welfare. Poverty in BC costs the people of BC $8 billion a year in health costs, in medical costs, in education costs. It would cost less to fix it than it does cost us to pay for poverty. The difference is we pay for poverty and the rich benefit from poverty. So we're subsidizing the rich by our poverty.
We pay taxes too.
So that's why we need a change to raise welfare, to raise minimum wage. And there was one other thing I wanted to say. Oh, Gene said if they raise $500,000 a day, well, if they raise $500,000 today, that would be $5 for every child in poverty in BC. $5 for a year from charity. Charity will never solve the problem. People are generous. Why is the government so mean and cold-hearted? They have no heart. People have heart. We want justice. Justice, not charity. Raise the rates now!
And that was a selection of Voices from Poor People's Radio, which took place as an action on the front steps of the Vancouver CBC Open House fundraiser for the Vancouver Food Bank last week. The action was organized by Raise the Rates to provoke public discussion missing from the CBC's content that day about the inability of charities to address poverty in BC. If you'd like more information on the Raise the Rates Coalition, you can visit raisetherates.org.